When Canadian rapper Shad began producing his latest album, he thought about a skit by Chris Rock, poking fun at the idea of black excellence. Rock, in his 2008 comedy special, talked about the three black people who live in his neighborhood, Mary J. Blige, Jay-Z, and Eddie Murphy. But the white neighbor next door, he's a dentist.
He ain't the best dentist in the world. He ain't going to the Dental Hall of Fame. He don't get plaques for getting rid of plaques. He's just a yank your tooth out dentist. See, the black man gotta fly to get something that the white man can walk to.
Chris Rock's joke was the jumping off point for Shad's latest work, which interrogates this idea of black excellence. Shad basically says black people should be allowed to be just average.
I have every right to be like a P or a C with a do-rag on while I ski. They don't get it, melanin. Hygienists are delivering for UPS and FedEx. Pop said it. If you just ball, okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap, okay. Only trap, okay. And you sing, okay. Like karaoke.
Black Averageness is one of the singles off his latest album, Tao. And Shad joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the lyrics to this song talk about the pressure of these expectations. You say, people want me to be bad, but I won't, while at the same time wanting you to aspire to be a GOAT, the greatest of all time. I actually giggled at this because CBC Music named you a few years ago the second greatest rapper of all time. Was that even an aspiration of yours to chart this way?
No, I mean, I wanted to be as good as I could be. But really, when I think about music, I think about making a contribution. I think about passing on the inspiration that was passed on to me. I think that's one of the beautiful things about music, too, is how artists are all different. Like, I love being a part of a festival lineup or even a regular concert lineup where all the artists are different and they're sharing what they have to offer. And it's not about who's best. You know, it's really a beautiful thing and a microcosm for what all of society should be.
In your personal life, you've said that you'd be happy if your own daughter were average. It's what your parents wanted for you when they moved from East Africa to Canada. But at the core of this statement about making the choice to be average is the desire to be free, right? I mean, I'm thinking that true liberation means you basically get to do and be whomever you want.
That's it. That's absolutely it. Look, most of us by definition are average. And why does that carry this negative connotation in our society? What I was taught was that average means that practically speaking, you can do anything. You know, there's limits to that. I'm not going to the Olympics. You know, I'm not probably going to outer space. But I can make a contribution. I can offer what I have to offer. So yeah, I think the message there is, yes, like liberation, to be who you are, to try things, to fail. And I think also liberation from this obsession in our society with achievement.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other tracks on your album. Your parents make an appearance at the beginning of your track, God, We Hear Your Mother's Voice. Let's listen.
I think a human being is meant to be relational, to mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice, so to speak. To break up fights between children or adults, to assist the most vulnerable, to rescue anyone in danger, to have empathy.
Shad, what were you trying to say with this song, and how did having your mother and father's voices help you say it?
What my parents do that I think really helps the song communicate what I really want to communicate is they're talking about what it means to be a human being. Because what I'm trying to say ultimately with that song is that spiritual practice, whatever that may look like, is not about taking you away from humanity. There's a sense that spiritual practice, religion, all this stuff is about looking up and away from life. And what I'm trying to say is, what it should do is it should bring you closer to humanity. Ritual and
the school of wisdom and the disciplines of communal living. From the lynchings back to the crucifixion, that ain't superstition, that's a true condition of the human soul. Group divisions, so we sit together, that's how we remember in pursuit of mission. See, in my enemy, don't lose a vision. This ain't new religion, this is old as time. Rules and systems, like students listen, learning tune and rhythm. Groove and pitch, not to reproduce, but so they can create all the music in them. That's how youth bloom and assume positions in the institutions, using intuition. How we stay rooted and lose inhibition and a vain ambition. It's a benediction.
In between my verses that are kind of talking about spirituality more, my parents are grounding it with their thoughts on what it means to be human. So, yeah, I was really pleased with what they were able to bring to the song, really grounding it and really bringing home the message that I wanted to communicate with that song.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, Shad, you don't use profanity in your lyrics. You've talked about this quite a bit in the past, that you don't need to curse to engage people, in part because in real life, you don't actually talk this way.
Yeah.
You know, I always wondered about this with other rappers, the pressures from the industry to fit a certain persona, which often includes profanity. Have you ever felt that pressure, and how have you been able to circumvent that?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's industry pressure as much as it's how the form works, you know? Like, when you become an artist, you start as a fan, and you start by just internalizing what you've heard, and that's what we've all heard in hip-hop, right? But for me, I've always loved being myself. That's what I've always loved most about music, is it was actually this space where I could be myself and I could be free, you know? And I don't curse in everyday life unless I'm playing basketball and I'm missing all my shots. Other than that,
right.
Like I keep it pretty clean. And so, you know, why not do that in music, especially with hip hop, with lyricism? Like, this is something I work at. I craft these words over a long period of time. So there's no reason that I can't communicate in a way that, you know, allows me to be heard and understood by as many people as possible.
One other emotion that you express in this latest album is frustration. For instance, the track Out of Touch. Let's listen.
We got crashing moods, diseases, and other attributes. Lack of direction from having no grasp of past and future. Attitude is none, plus we love to escape. We love entertainment, especially if it's public disgrace. No love and embraces, and nothing is sacred. These public debates, discussions of late, no trust in the space, the drugs in the safe, the plugs in the wall, and all that to say, the main cause of all the suffering and hate, we had a touch now.
Shad, you just expressed for us the purpose of being able to emote in this way through this medium of rapping. But do you see this also as the purpose of your music, to basically nudge people to be more in touch with what's around them?
Yeah, I think music is, for whatever reason, it's this place in our culture where you still are allowed to feel and get in touch with what you're really thinking and feeling. We're kind of, and I say this like not as an indictment of other people, you know, I'm included in this. It's like I'm not great at talking about my feelings. I'm not great at feeling my feelings. But music is a place where we are allowed to do that. And so, yeah, I think it's my joy. It's also my responsibility to just speak my mind, to put a level of feeling in my music where people can listen and feel as well.
I want to ask you about something else too. Recently, Andre 3000 was asked about when he might rap again. And he said, you know, I feel like I'm a middle-aged man and I don't know what I have to contribute to hip hop. But I was thinking about how the birth of hip hop was in 1973. Basically, if hip hop were a person, it would be a middle-aged person. You're the host of the Emmy Award-winning show Hip Hop Evolution. Where do you see hip hop evolving? I mean, is it fair to say that it represents and expresses youth culture?
That's a great question, because that's always been the assumption, and I agree with you. I just don't think it's true anymore. I actually think, whatever you want to call it, grown man rap or adult rap or whatever you want to call it, old head music, it's actually kind of a new frontier in hip hop. Like Jay-Z on 444, for example. It's like these are actually new frontiers. This is stuff that's never been discussed. These are like identities that have never been, you know, unpacked and presented in the music. So I think it's starting to change, or at least it should change that assumption that hip hop is youth culture. It's youth culture, but it's also adult culture now.
Where do you see yourself in this as you grow older and you start to infuse more of your experiences as an older person in your music?
I thought that I wouldn't still have things to say at this point. I really did think I would be done by now, but there's still so much. I mean, our world changes so much for one thing and changes so fast. There's so much to reflect on. And yeah, and it also just feels like new frontiers. It feels like a new creative challenge every time. How can I reflect how I see the world, our ever-changing world? How can I reflect what's going on within myself? I don't feel any less than I did when I was 22, 23. My feelings are still as, they're still as heavy. They're still as complicated. So where do I see myself? Yeah, I see myself as someone still unpacking that and unpacking it in the tradition that I grew up on, which is really like lyricism and soul and musicality in the beats, you know, and I'm inspired by what's new, but my music will always be rooted in that.
Mm-hmm. Canadian rapper Shad's new album is Tao. Shad, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
We living in a brave new world full of strange new cravings. A little less dope, a lot more vaping. STIs and other viral sensations. Just 'cause it's new, that don't make it innovation. I had to switch up the vista. Flicker the